Detective, that hurts my feelings. How could you think that I killed my uncle?
Save it. We know you killed him, and we know why.
yeah? And why is that, Sergeant? Why did I kill the man that I loved like a father?
Because he was your father.
Please, don't, Sergeant.
I'm sorry, Madame Rose. I have to. 2 years ago, Mrs. Peach, your best friend, Bianca, is raped and impregnated by Mr. Black.
Bullshit. Bullshit. He'd never do that.
But he did. You didn't know about it, but word spreads in your family. Eventually, everyone found out, yourself included. I bet you didn't want to believe it at first, but it had to nag at you. So, you did some digging, and that's when you find out Mr. Black wasn't just a rapist.
Shut up.
You found out he was incestuous, too.
Shut the fuck up.
So that's when you put the pieces together. The reason Mr. Black loved you, but always hated his own daughters? Because you were his daughter. A daughter of incest.
I said shut the fuck up!
I know you were in the kitchen on the night of the murder. I know you could have taken that key off the wall, gone to the study, and been back before anyone noticed. And I know you could afford the cyanide. You've got the capital to afford just about anything, don't you?
You are never going to get a jury to believe this. I'm a beloved author, and you have no hard evidence. This is ridiculous. This is fucking ridiculous.
We actually do have one piece of evidence that might turn the jury against you. We have this note.
So what? I've never seen that note before.
Of course you have. You wrote it. I know what you did, Dad. You wrote that in red ink. Same ink you used to sign the book you gifted to your father. And while the handwriting won't be a match, because you intentionally use chicken scratch on the note, I have a feeling the ink will be.
What?
Oh, we can trace the ink back to the exact type of pen it came from. It's just chemistry, right, Dr. Orchid?
That's technically true.
That gives us means, opportunity, motive, and hard evidence. Amelia Peach, you're under arrest for the murder of your father, James Black.
Mom, tell him it's not true. Tell him he's not my father. You gotta tell them the truth, huh?
Oh, sweetheart. I'm sorry. He was your father.
And we can prove it with a DNA test if we have to. And being a child of incest isn't grounds to commit murder. It's over, Mrs. Peach.
You honestly think that I killed him because of that? Oh, Sergeant, Detective, you two got most of it right, but you were wrong about one thing. I found out that James was my father long before I found out about what he did to Bianca. I was overjoyed when I found out he was my dad, that I had a real living father to look up to. But then when I found out about Bianca, about how he raped her, that's when I knew he had to die. I even told you to your face, Detective, I could just about kill anybody who tries to hurt her.
Amelia, you didn't have to do that.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I couldn't resist, okay?
That's enough. It's time to go, Mrs. Peach.
Detective, don't think this is over. I'll be in touch, okay?
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney.
The evidence against Mrs. Peach was overwhelming. The ink on the note did, indeed, match the inscription on the book. They were even able to trace it back to a pen in her own home. The trial was expedited, and Amelia Peach was quickly convicted of first-degree murder in the killing of Mr. Black, despite her connections and her top-class team of lawyers. You received a commendation for your efforts, as did Allison, and on the night of the arrest, the two of you decided to celebrate.
Oh, baby. You're so brilliant. That was... that was an amazing job you did. No, an amazing job we did. Get these fucking clothes off. Right fucking now. I want you to take me. Right here. Right now. Fuck. What are you... kissing me. Down. Down my neck. Oh, fuck. That's it, Tiger. Suck those tits. Oh my god. Keep going. Oh god. You're kissing my stomach. Just a little lower, baby. Just a little bit. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you're there. You're at my... my... Oh, yes. Oh, eat my pussy up, baby. Oh, fuck. Fuck me with that slick tongue of yours. More. Fucking more, baby. Fuck. Man. Warn me next time you decided to stick a finger in my... Oh, God. Don't stop. Keep it up, Tiger. If you're gonna keep going, I'll holy shit. Did you just add another finger? I'm gonna blow, baby. Keep going. Keep going. What you're doing? Right there. Yes. Yes. Oh fuck. Yes. Are you? My god. Oh fuck me, baby. Oh, that's it. I'm coming. Oh god. Yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. Oh, I can't believe it. I came so hard. And I squirted so damn much. I think I drenched you, Tiger. Come here. Let me taste it. Delicious. I love you, baby. I love you so much. Now, no more foreplay. I want you to fuck me. Right now. No excuses. Sink that long cock of yours deep inside me. I want it balls deep. You hear me? Yes? Please? Yes? Yes? Deeper? Deeper? Oh, God. You're all the way in me. All the way in me. Don't just sit there. Fuck me like the horny bitch I am. Oh yes, damn it. I want it all. I want you so bad, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me. Every damn inch. Give me more. No more. Oh, fuck. The way you solved that case. The way you nailed that bitch to the wall and ended her pathetic life. That was hot. You really got me wet back there, Tiger. Your big, beautiful eyes. Those strong, powerful hips. I mean it. I love you. I love you, baby. Kiss my tits. Touch my thighs. That's it. Touch every inch of me. Inside and out. Touch me with your lips. With your hands. Skewer me with your cock. I love you. I fucking love you. You know, I'm ovulating tonight. If you want to blow that shit at me, I'll get pregnant for sure. Yeah? You want to do it? You want to fuck a baby at me? Want to knock my fertile ass up? Then do it. Fucking do it. Thrust deep and make me fucking pregnant, please. Please. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, we're gonna be parents. It's what I've always wanted. I've always wanted to bear your child. To be a fucking mommy. Give me that nut. Give me the baby. I want it. I wanna. I'm gonna get nice and round for you, Tiger. Don't you want that too? Yeah. Fuck yeah. Let's do it. Let's throw caution to the wind and just be parents. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god. I can't feel it. You're pulsing inside me. This is it, isn't it? You're gonna do it, aren't you? You're gonna fertilize me. Do it. Oh, look in my eyes. Look in my eyes and fucking do it. Oh, give me that baby. Oh, make my pretty little pussy pregnant. Oh, God. Oh, oh, what's happening? Oh, oh fuck, I'm going. Oh, keep spreading. Oh, fucking flood me. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That's a lot of cum. We just made a baby, didn't we? We're gonna be parents. Thanks, Tiger. I'm so happy you decided to take that plunge with me. There's no one I'd rather go on this journey with. No one in the whole wild world. I want you in me the whole night. I want to wake up with your morning wood swelling inside me. And then we can make double sure I'm pregnant. You're gonna feel me again and again and again until we're sure I'm a mommy. Just hold me. Hold me in those big, strong arms. Just you, me, and the bundle of joy growing inside me. I'm so tired. So tired. I love you, Tiger.
You slowly fell asleep in each other's arms, and as you drifted off, you felt the warm sperm you'd pumped inside her seep from your aching union. It was true, you were parents now, but just to be safe, you honored her request and filled her with load after load of your hot seed, day in and day out, until the pregnancy test was positive. It was a glorious way to celebrate closing the biggest case of your young careers. A case that would come to define your lives forever. Months later, as Allison sat in the bedroom and applied lotion to the growing bulge in her belly, you received a package in the mail. It had no return address, but curiosity got the better of you. You opened the box and found a book. It was Amelia's book, the dirtiest secret of all. And as you suspected, there was an inscription on the front page. Written in bright red ink.
Hello, Detective. I hope all is well. For you and your partner in crime. I hope you're basking in the fruits of your labor. We must always relish in our conquests, don't you think? I know I do. Speaking of which, I think it's about time you took a trip and visited us at the prison. I'm looking forward to discussing the fruits of our labor. You know, That gift you gave me before you sent me away? I think we need to discuss our child. And how that little rascal is gonna impact both of our futures. I'll see you soon, Detective. Signed, your favorite author, Amelia. P.S. Bring me some chocolate scones, will ya?